this up-and-coming Olympic.
Nate, did you make yourself a coffee?
I have one that is basically brewing.
Okay.
So.
Because that's going to be like...
When there's like... At some point, Travis and Charlie are going to be... Zach and Charlie are going to be in the scene together. And since that'll last like 20 minutes, I figure I will finish my coffee then.
Okay. Will you still make me a tea?
Yes, I will.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. What's it supposed to mean?
Like, that's only going to happen if Ellie can't help it.
We're in a godless universe.
And that's different from this universe. How?
Shut up, Travis. I don't need your atheism dirtying up the place.
It's not atheism. Just agnosticism. Fine. I won't write smut for you anymore.
Aww.
Will you write smut for me?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you a list of all my ships.
I couldn't tell if that was a sad moan or a... Man, it was just like, ugh.
Also, a list of possible fetishes. Not my fetishes, just possible ones.
Not my fetishes.
To get fetishes. The idea juices going. That's what it's called.
Idea juices, gross.
Never call them idea juices ever again.
Is that another thing that's going to go on the list?
I think the list has been long since buried. It's better to make a list of things I can say. So I will admit I haven't said squats in a good long time.
There it is.
Terrible monster.
History's greatest monster. History's greatest.
The squat man cometh.
Here you go, Travis. Two very important things. A huge list of kinks, and a list of what you should never ever use as lube or condoms.
Oh my god. like a high schooler would know any of that.
They'd know if they have the internet.
Like a middle
schooler. Natural oils of a horse. Pages from a book. A jellyfish.
Crap. I like how there's actual link to natural oils of horse and pages of a book and jellyfish.
I do not want to click those links.
It's a SpongeBob. Poor Gary.
Why? They don't have that, I don't think.
I do not want to click those links.
I don't know. It might be interesting. Can we have smut busters? Like myth busters, but for smut?
See what actually works.
Reminds me of that one Robot Chicken sketch with the Mythbusters, where they talk about how it's impossible for you to go blind by masturbating and then end up coming in with Ghostbuster gears and trapping a kid. Bless you, Manda.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, this will also be helpful. It's the list of the most popular tags on Archive of Our Own, which is it's like fanfiction.net. Only a little bit more easy to stomach.
I don't know if that's stomachable. Alternate universe! Sexual content!
Thanks!
Yeah, also, I don't think Faye ever mentioned where she lived, so it would be kind of weird if Alexa just kind of showed up there. Especially because it's probably not something she advertises.
It's on the school directory.
Only creeps look on school directories to find stuff about people.
I think also school directories are probably limited to teachers.
No, we had school directories at our school.
Okay, really? I'm back. Sorry about that. What was this about Faye?
She never told us where she lived, and I'm just...
It would be weird if Alexis just showed up. Hey, I know you live in an orphanage through various methods. Want to hang out?
I'm from the circus. That's how I know things.
All right, so.
Yeah, it would be kind of rude.
I was going to say, if you didn't want to skip ahead, never mind.
Go ahead.
No, it was just going to be something dumb.
No, go ahead.
That's the best thing to do.
No, something dumb as in it doesn't even pertain to the game at all. I was just going to regale you with this text that I got.
Well, keep that in mind.
Hannah's back anyway. Back. Elf.
Oh my god, are you okay? No! It was adorable!
look at this lamb wagging its tail while someone scratches its ears. It's so cute.
Does Chris really do that with regularity?
Yeah, she does. I heard the strange noise over the sound of you guys on the headphones in the other room. I'm like, oh my god, did she hurt herself? And it was like, no, she was just cooing at something cute.
Awesome.
I thought it was a noise of distress, but I guess not.
Chris is 100% adorbs. Fun fact.
Yeah, she is.